9 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks again, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. In addition to your requests, I've got some really special stuff. Brand new issues of recordings made in the 1930s from the Bill Savory Collection. So be sure to stay tuned for some really marvelous and fresh sounds. First up in the request bin tonight is a tune that was written by Rodgers and Hart back in the 30s for our special listeners, Al and Carol. We're going to have three different versions of the marvelous My Funny Valentine, commencing with Teddy Wilson and tenor saxist Ben Webster.
Mm-hmm. time. You make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable. Day.
from the last recordings of clarinetist Artie Shaw with his Gramercy 5, the year was 1950, for his version of My Funny Valentine. Prior to that, we heard, of course, the one and only Sarah Vaughan and just a stellar recording of that same tune. We started that set with Ben Webster and Teddy Wilson, My Funny Valentine, introduced on Broadway in April of 1937 and written by Rodgers and Hart. Next up, we have some very special recordings that have really been known for a while out there, but have not made it to the surface yet until now. And boy, are they wonderful. Let me give you some of the backstory here. Back in the 1930s, of course, there was not a whole lot of recording devices out there for people to use that weren't in recording studios. In other words, it was next to impossible to capture a live performance or to record a radio program during those days, except exactly from the studio. And one recording engineer in particular, a fellow by the name of Bill Savory, developed a method by which he could capture live performances and radio programs, and he stashed them away for lots and lots and lots of years and was very secretive about them. Some of those recordings surfaced in 1950 when his friend Benny Goodman introduced the Carnegie Hall performance from 1938 on record. There was a whole lot of demand for listening to Benny's band from the 1930s. And Bill Savory was contacted about what he might have in his vaults. And he came up with a series of live recordings from Benny's band of the late 1930s. And when asked, how much time it took him to find those because there were such treasured performances, he said, well, I only went through the first box. And, of course, that meant there was a whole lot more out there. And for a variety of different reasons, even after his death, they did not surface until now. And I'm hoping this is just the beginning. From the National Jazz Museum in Harlem, we're going to listen to the 30s Basie band at its best with, of course, not only Count Basie at the piano, but Lester Young at the tenor and Buck Clayton and Sweets Addison at the trumpet. We're going to start here with Sent For You Yesterday, of course, sung by Jimmy Rushing.
When your baby packs up to leave, send yesterday, baby, here you come today. Baby, you can't love me, treat me that way.
Thank you. Livia Lovelace wowed the world of alt-country music with her 2010 debut, and now, with her fourth album, 2016's Real, Lovelace breaks through with a stunning collection of songs at once edgy and pure. I'm Doug Gertner. Join me on the Morning Sound Alternative, Monday, February 6th at 10:30 a.m., when Livia Lovelace is my guest to talk about her music in advance of her two-night concert run in Denver later that week. That's Livia Lovelace calling in on Monday, February 6th at 10:30 during the Morning Sound Alternative right here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
And KGNU would like to thank the greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org, or you can reach them by phone at 303-388-0918. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift, my 38th year of Swing Shift here on KGNU. It's always a pleasure to be here every Thursday night. I hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, they're always welcome here on Swing Shift and at KGNU. You can give me a call. I'm at our Denver studio, 303-825-0619. Prior to the break, we were listening to the Count Basie Orchestra featuring Lester Young and so many others, that great Basie sound from the 30s. Boy, what a wonderful, energetic sound they achieved live as opposed to their studio recordings of the time. And I remember talking way back to a person who lived here in Denver and was part of the big band years. And he said, you know, there, when you went into the Decca recording studios where Basie also recorded, they always had a big sign up to make sure you could see it that said, "Where's the melody?" And, of course, that was a little intimidating if you were a jazz artist back in those days, but it gave you an idea of where the recording companies were. Next up from this same collection, we have Carl Kress, one of the early guitarists prior to, Charlie Christian kind of taking over in the early 40s as the great guitarist of the time. But listen to his version of Heat Wave, penned by Irving Berlin. Thank you.
A tisky, the tisky, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mommy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue with not a single thing to do. She went a-peck-a-peck-a-pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. A tisket, a tisket, I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh gee, I wonder where my basket can be.
Throw it away, throw it away, throw it away, throw it away, throw it away.
Basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Want it free?
No, 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 no.
Want it red?
No, 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 no.
Want it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
Hella Fitzgerald and the song that put her on the map back in 1938. Of course, when she was singing with the Chick Webb Orchestra, A Tisket, A Tasket. And what a wonderful recording. And part of that, we heard Carl Kress at the guitar, on the acoustic guitar, by the way, with his version of Heat Wave. And we've got a giveaway this evening for those of you who would like to hear the Bioneers. February 3rd, we have two tickets. We ask that you be a KGNU listener member, and hopefully you haven't won anything within the last 30 days here on KGNU, and we'll be taking the third caller for these tickets. The Bioneers, February 3rd, we've got two tickets, and it should be a lot of fun. So if you're so interested, give me a call when the music's playing, and I can actually pick up the phone at our Denver studio, 303-825-0619. You know, I remember talking with one of Benny's great pianists, Mel Powell, back a few years ago, and he said, you know, I always hope that young people who are listening to all these crackles and realize what's there instead of what isn't. And that's very true when you listen to a couple of pianist efforts here by Fats Waller in his rhythm, and then by a index fingered only Lionel Hampton in a jazz session from him. We'll start out with two from Fats Waller and his rhythm, commencing with his great tune Alligator Crawl.
All of us. Thank you. I got a pocket full of dreams.
Two-fingered Lionel Hampton there with Chinatown, My Chinatown. And prior to that, we heard from Fats Waller and his rhythm with Alligator Crawl and You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. Great stuff, just released out by the National Jazz Museum in Harlem and by the Bill Savory Collection from the 30s. I had a... Sorry, I don't know what happened there, but we're going to try to finish off tonight with a request from my good friend Barbara Dorsey, who I had the opportunity to take to see Singin' in the Rain, which was out in theaters the other day. She hadn't seen it since 1952, but after seeing Debbie Reynolds and Donald O'Connor and Gene Kelly, of course, I can assure you that we were pretty misty-eyed and I'm sure it won't take another 65 years for her to see that wonderful show again. Here is Debbie Reynolds, Donald O'Connor, and Gene Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you. When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning to you and you and you and you.
Good morning, we've gabbed the whole night through. Good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana
in the morning. In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Might be just as iffy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Don't say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Muchas gracias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My grandpa said go out and tell 'em a joke, but give it plenty of hope. Make 'em roar, make 'em scream. Take a fall, but a wall, split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh, don't you? All the work. My dad. They'll be standing in lines for those old hunters and donkey shows. Thank you.
You're singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in.
Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, and of course Debbie Reynolds with the soundtrack from Singing in the Rain. And I was just talking to some folks down here. Debbie Reynolds had to be taken to the hospital after doing Good Morning because her feet were bleeding. And Donald O'Connor had to be rushed to the hospital because he couldn't catch his breath after doing Make 'em Laugh. And when Singing in the Rain was filmed, Gene Kelly had 103 temperature. So keep that in mind the next time you see them smile through Singing in the Rain. It's 10 o'clock here in the Denver-Boulder area. And so that'll wrap up Swing Shift this evening. And this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Greg and Jazz.
All right, Dave, thanks for another great show. Really appreciate it. What a great way to go out, Singing in the Rain. Everybody knows that song, and everybody remembers that movie, of course. It's 10 o'clock, and this is Jazz Lives, and my name is Greg, and I'm happy and proud to be your host this evening. We're going to have a ticket giveaway at about 10:15 or so, maybe a bit later, a shade later, depending upon how long this first set goes. But the first set will consist of music from Mr. Earl Hines, Mr. Charles Mingus, Ella Fitzgerald, and Duke Ellington. And then we'll looks like it will close up with Cannonball Adderley. So let's just get her started here, kick it up a notch with Earl Hines and his sextet giving us Rockin' the Blues right here at your community radio station, KGNU. ¶¶